In the euphoric days that followed our reunion, the nightmare I had lived through seemed to fade. Major Martin cleaned my wound and stitched it up, and though at first I could put little weight on it, I felt in myself stronger with every day that passed. Albert was with me again, and that in itself was medicine enough. My recovery seemed only a matter of time. There were the regular arrivals of the veterinary wagons from the front, and Albert, like the other veterinary orderlies, had many other horses to care for. But he would spend every spare minute he could find fussing over me. To the other soldiers, I was something of a celebrity, so I was scarcely ever left alone in my stable. Even Old Thunder, as they called the sergeant, and when the others were not about, would fondle my ears and tickle me under my throat, saying, "Thundering fine horse, if ever I saw one. You get better now, do you hear?" But time passed, and I did not get better. One morning I found myself quite unable to finish my mash, and every sharp sound, like the kick of a bucket or the rattle of the bolt on the stable door, seemed to set me on edge and made me tense from head to tail. My forelegs were stiff and tired, and I felt a great weight of pain all along my spine, creeping into my neck and even my face.